I awake, curled into the smooth plane of your back, inhaling the scent of your hair. I press fond, worshipful kisses to the nape of your neck, and you shift, turning to face me and nodding for me to continue. More soft kisses to your ribs, along your breasts, the slope of your shoulders and up your neck, your temples and your cheeks. You bring a hand up to cradle my cheek and kiss my lips softly. Good morning, ma'am, I say, smiling as you run a hand down my side and over the curve of my hip. Then your fingers begin to slide slowly up my inner thighs, and it gets a little harder to breathe. Oh, you know, I say, my cunt likes good morning kisses too. Is that so, my sweet girl, you ask? Well, I suppose that could be arranged. Oh, I sigh happily as you shift between my legs, hands gentle on my thighs, and brush kisses on my pussy lips, on my clit, just barely making contact. I can eagerly anticipate the feel of deeper kisses, your mouth, your tongue, but you're pulling back. What? No. You smirk at me and say, there you go. Good morning, pet. Time to get up now. I squirm a little, unable to keep a pout off my face. One of your hands presses my hip down, a silent warning. I gave you your kisses. Is there a problem?
Well, no, ma'am, but...
But what? I squirm again. My face feels all hot and my belly is clenched with frustrated desire, but you just look at me, waiting, so I say, please, ma'am, I want more. You arch an eyebrow. Oh, little one, you want more kisses? Yes, ma'am, please, I say, even though I can see a look coming into your eyes that usually means trouble for me. You trace a little pattern on my inner thigh, and sparks follow in the wake of your teasing fingers. Does my pet want tiny, delicate, feather-light, chaste little kisses on your sweet pussy? No, ma'am, I... Oh, so you don't want kisses? Make up your mind, pet. I want you to lick my cunt, ma'am. Please eat me out. You're smiling wickedly now. Your laugh is dark and filthy. My greedy little slut. You want me to bury my tongue in you? Suck on that swollen little clit? I want that so badly. Yes, yes, please use your mouth on me. I do like the way you taste, you say, and bend your head again to drag the flat of your tongue agonizingly slowly along my slit. Oh, thank you. Fuck, I can feel my wetness pooling and my lips swelling with pleasure. The time slips by in a swirl of sensation. Oh, God, your finger on my G-spot and your tongue on my clit, I would do anything to keep this going, and you are asking me now, is this what I wanted? Fuck yes, yes, thank you, ma'am, thank you.
Good girl, you tell me.
Sweetie, what if I told you I wanted to etch you this morning, Lick you right to the brink of orgasm, make you feel so good, and then stop and send you about your day wet and desperate and aching like a needy little whore? Oh, that made my cunt clench around your finger. No, please don't stop. Uh-oh. You're pulling out.
moving away entirely.
Excuse me, did I hear no?
Sorry, ma'am. No, I, please, just don't make me...
But you shake your head soberly. Oh, you naughty little thing. Turn over. But don't make me repeat myself.
Fine, I'm turning over.
Even the slightest movement feels magnified as my slick, sensitive folds shift against each other. But I lift my hips when you tell me to, and present my ass. When you stroke one cheek gently, feeling the curve under your palm, I can't help but arch back into it.
Then, you slap me with full force, and you're raining down blows hard and fast. My soft skin is stinging, and I know it must be starting to turn pink.
Who decides when you come?
Ah, you decide. Ow, you decide, ma'am.
That's right. And do you say no to me?
No, ma'am. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So, if I tell you that you're gonna edge for me today?
Ow. Ma'am, please, please don't make me.
You sink your teeth deep into the tender inner curve of my ass, biting down hard and holding on as I squeal. At last you let go. What do you fucking say when I tell you you're going to edge for me?
Yes, yes, ma'am, I'm going to edge. I'll edge. I'm sorry.
Finally, you stop spanking and smooth a hand deliciously over my warm pink flesh. That's better. You are really in a bad mood today, misbehaving little thing. My agreement is muffled by the mattress. Hoping to regain favor, I part my thighs a little and push my ass up. I'm still craving you. You draw a finger through my folds and laugh when your little slut presses back into you. I can't help it. I can't leave you with only one side bitten, you muse.
Ma'am.
A resounding slap. A yank to my hair.
Yes, slut?
Thankfully, I have some capacity to learn. You are absolutely right, ma'am. That is what I thought. And then I'm wailing again as you bite deep into my other cheek, tugging hard at the tender skin before releasing. You flip me over and slide your hands beneath me, gripping the warm flesh of my ass and moving back between my thighs. You have that wicked smirk on again as you say, "Here's what's going to happen now. I'm going to feast on your cunt, and you're not going to move a muscle. Show me you remember how to behave. I don't want to see a fucking twitch. If you do move, I won't stop, but I will take note, and when you start to beg to come, my answer is going to be no. Is that understood?" Oh, fuck. I don't think I can do that, but I managed to say, "Yes, ma'am." You're not finished, though. You look thoughtful now. I like the thought of you suffering and wet and distracted all day. Poor little slut. Maybe I'll make you edge at midday too, just for the hell of it. Make you really desperate, make you behave for me. Because you know that only if you prove that you're a very, very good pet, I might let you come today.
Ma'am, I'm gonna be so good, I promise I'll be good.
"We'll see about that," you say, and bend your head down to my cunt once more.